WKJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Over the weekend, some high school basketball as the postseason rolling for the girls in classes 2A and 3A with some first-round contest. Game we had for you here on KJN, it was Atlantic racing out to a 21-4 first-quarter lead, 40-6 they led at halftime and ran away from Clarinda. 59-31 was the final score. 12 points apiece from Aaron Olson, Skye Thompson, and Tiffany Williams in that contest. Also had 6 points chipped in by Steph Sambo, the 9 from McKinnon and Bestie, as the Trojans able to run away with that game. Caught up with head coach Kelly Jewell afterwards and was really pleased with the way his team started.
Yeah, I mean, we played fantastically, I thought, in the first half all around, offense, defense. We got our hands on balls. We got turnovers, steals. We made baskets, which we haven't always done early in the game, which is what we needed to do to start the game today. So to hold a team, no matter who you hold, to 6 points and a half is and we'll take it any time. And we did exactly what we wanted to do, is get out, get a rebounds, get a steals, and turn and go. And we looked up the floor, find the open girls, and attack the basket.
And they did that early and often, as once again, 59-31, they win. They move on. They will play now against Shenandoah coming up on Wednesday night, as Shenandoah was a 44-16 winner over Red Oak. As they move on, the top side of the bracket, to Kemper Catholic was a winner over Southeast Valley, 59-44. Pocahontas Area also was a winner, so those are the two teams that will meet on the top side of the bracket. But Atlantic will play at Shenandoah on Wednesday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. We will have it for you here on the web, and also as soon as the Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball game is over, we'll pick it up and the rest of the game for you here on the radio as well. Also over the weekend, of course, a big weekend for wrestlers around the state with those district meets taking place. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team hosted the Class 2A District 2 wrestling meet at the Atlantic High School and had a very successful day. Atlantic had 6 wrestlers finish as district champion or runner-up and will move on to the state tournament next week in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. Qualifiers are Cole Hansen at 106, Connor Cox at 113, Chase McLaren at 120, Zach Stork at 182, Keegan Hosfeld at 220, and John McConkie at 285. Hosfeld and McConkie were runner-ups, and the rest of those qualifiers were all district champions. Drake Roller finished just outside of qualifying by finishing third at 195, but he did finish strong with a pin in the third place match. You can check out all those results from that district meet on our website at kjn.com. Let's let you know here now the qualifiers here from local area teams that will be competing now at the state tournament. And HSTW had 3 wrestlers qualify: Tim Barr, Dustin Engel, and Jay Heine. We already mentioned Atlantic's for you. Audubon had Jake Mulford qualify. Bedford Lennox sends Jared Hensley. Also, Carroll sending Zach Barink, Ethan Rummel, Eric Bruning, Sam Castle, and James Dirks. Clarinda will send J.J. Clark and Austin Gutchnick. Also, Councilbus Abe Lincoln sending Lanny Herzog. Councilbus Thomas Jefferson has a lot of representatives, and Nick Mitchell, Cameron Baker, Colton Klingenpeel, Jacob Jones, Jackson Sharp, McGuire Midkiff, and Anthony Humpel. Also, Creston Oria Maxburg sending a large host of wrestlers as well. Caden Hewlett, Seth Maitland, Chase Schiltz, Cameron Leith, Mitchell Swank, Wyatt Thompson, Trevor Marlin, and Jacob Goodson. East Mills with 4 qualifiers: Anthony Osmond, Nick Perkins, Josh Hopkins, and Luke Stortenbecker. Exira EHK sends Lane Ring. Glenwood had 6 qualifiers: Caleb Sanders, Zach Hagstrom, Anthony Sherry, Matt Malcolm, Jordan Renshaw, and Trevor Anderson. Guthrie Center with 3 qualifiers: Cade Sewer, Logan Sherman, Blaine Beeler. Harlan had 2 qualifiers: Jacob Winger and Elias Schaefer. Also, Tim Sybil of Kemper Catholic qualified. Lewis Central also with a large contingency: Tanner Miller, Hayden Waldstein, Damon Deo, Colden Lear, Corey Lear, Max Southard, Caleb Kingery, and Kyle Cookta all qualifying, along with Gabriel Kilgard and Brandon Weiland and Paxton Whitaker, also for Lewis Central. Logan Magnolia with 5 qualifiers: Drake Johnson, Brady Wilson, Bo Geis, Garrett Thompson, and Remington Meeker. Missouri Valley with 4 qualifiers: Tom Reif, Nathan Haynes, Jack Kyle, and Connor Lang. Mount Air sends Quentin Gregg. Nottoway Valley qualified Ben Fries. Riverside had Coe Meyer and Tatum Blummel both qualify. Trainer sends Stephen Gregory and Sam Gregory. Underwood with 4 qualifiers: Tom Jennings, Alex Thompson, Michael Baker, Marshall Rasmussen, and West Central Valley sends Ty Joint. into the state tournament. That gets underway on Thursday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll have updates for you here throughout that tournament Thursday through Saturday with the finals live on the air here for you. Also over the weekend, Atlantic's Damon Miller finished 16th in two separate events at the state swim meet on Saturday in Marshalltown. Miller qualified 15th fastest in the 200-yard freestyle and ended up finishing 16th at the state meet with a time of 1:47.86. Miller also competed in the 100-yard freestyle where he was the 14th fastest qualifier, ended up with a 16th placing with a time of 48.64. Miller earned a total of 2 team points with his finishes. This is the second straight year that Miller has made it to the state meet. The junior will return to a constantly improving team next season. Iowa is alone in first place in the Big Ten Conference, but it was not easy as the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes had to fight off pesky Minnesota for a 75-71 victory at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Iowa took the lead for good with a 12-2 run to close the first half, but the Gophers cut a 10-point Hawkeye lead to 2 in the waning moments. It was an ugly game that featured a total of 47 fouls.
You know, every one of their games has been very similar to this one. Sometimes they get down as many as 18 points. They come back, cut it to 2. It's every game. You know, they drive it, they get to the rim, they have activity defensively, they challenge you at the rim, they're physical, they move the ball, they share the ball. Nate Mason is a handful. They out-rebounded us. Luckily, you know, we didn't turn it over, and we got the defensive stops late when we needed it.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says he's not concerned about the play of Iowa's bench. The Hawkeye reserves were outscored 27-6.
Yeah, but I don't think you look at that. You look at Ahmad Wagner and Nicholas Bear, 7 offensive rebounds when we desperately needed them. We got 12 rebounds from them because we were, you know, getting kicked in the first half on the glass and closed the gap a little bit in the second half. Those guys were great today.
Peter Jock led Iowa with 27 points. Jared Utoff added 24 points, a career-high 15 rebounds, and 6 block shots.
You know, he just has a knack for knowing what our team needs, and he's incredible at blocking shots without fouling.
Utoff says he was not surprised that the Gophers gave them a challenge. 2 of Utoff's blocks came when the game was in doubt.
Yeah, I like having a defensive presence out on the court. I think it changes the game when effort on the defensive end. You know, as a team, I think we do a very good job at playing defense, and that fuels our offense a lot of times.
Iowa improved 11-2 in the Big Ten and 20-5 overall. Also over the weekend, George Niang and Monte Morris each scored 24 points as number 14 Iowa State beat 24th-ranked Texas 85-75 Saturday night in Jameel McKay's return from a 2-game suspension. Matt Thomas added 13 for the Cyclones, who improved to 18-7 and 7-5 in the Big 12. They allowed just 1 point in the final 2:29 to hold off the Longhorns. Anthony Bean scored 31 points, and Southern Illinois pulled away midway through the first half and cruised to a 75-60 victory over Drake on Saturday. Bean made 3 three-pointers, was 12 of 20 from the floor, and surpassed the 30-point mark for the 6th time this season as they improved to 20-7, 9-5 in the Valley. Drake falls to 6-20 and 1-13 in conference play. And Clint Carlson scored 12 points. Wyatt Lowhouse had 11, and Northern Iowa held on to beat number 25 Wichita State 53-50 on Saturday, ending the Shockers' nation-leading 43-game home winning streak. The Panthers are 16-11 now, 8-6 in the Valley. They blew a 15-point second-half lead before pulling back ahead on consecutive baskets by Lowhouse with about 6 minutes left in the game. That's a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJEN. I'm Chris Parks, KJEN Sports.